Radio.
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
You're planning a vacation, an escape from the day-to-day routine of everyday life. You're looking forward to getting pampered in some sunbathed tropical island getaway, surrounded by cool, balmy breezes, with the soothing, relaxing sounds of calypso music playing distantly in the warm island air. Doesn't it sound wonderful?
Well, don't leave your pets at home. They want to go too. Welcome to Travel Tales, the show where you'll get great travel ideas on perfect places for you and your pets. From Paris to paradise, south of the border to the South Seas, Travel Tales will give you cool tips on fun vacation destinations to travel with your pets, pet-friendly hotels, and advice on how to travel safely and happily with your furry best friends. So get ready to pack the bags and the bones with your Travel Tales hosts, Susan Sims and Nicholas Fedlosky.
Hi, I'm Susan Sims.
And I'm Nicholas Fedlosky. We are your hosts for Travel Tales on Pet Life Radio. You know, as editor and publisher of Phyto-Friendly Magazine, we know travel.
We do, and we just can't wait to share our years of travel experience with you during our podcast each week.
That's right. You know, recently I was lucky enough to explore the Los Coronado Bay Resort near San Diego, California with my black lab, Tasha.
San Diego is such a beautiful city, but the Coronado Island, I think, for those who haven't experienced Coronado Island, it's so beautiful. You actually take a bridge. You're in San Diego, and then you take a bridge over the water, and it's quite a long bridge, and then you're in the world of Coronado, and it's just so beautiful there. They've got old historic hotels, you know, pristine beaches. It's just fabulous. I mean, all that water, if you have a lab or any dog that likes the water, this is the place to go.
Yeah, you know, I can picture it even now. You know, kind of thinking back on it, when you go over the bridge, and we kind of went when it was towards sunset. So, you know, as long as you have your sunglasses on, you're fine. But if you're going up the bridge and then all of a sudden you come to the apex and you come down, that sun hits you, but you're so high up. I mean, this bridge isn't your normal, you know, maybe, 100 foot off the ocean. It's high up there, so you can feel it. And if you're a little, you know, unnerving about heights, just don't look down, you'll be okay.
But then you come back down. Keep your eyes ahead, you're driving.
What's that?
Keep your eyes ahead, you're driving. You have to keep
your eyes ahead. Look at the lines. You'll be okay. But when you come back down the bridge and you come into Coronado, it does feel almost like that's your like vacation point, because you're leaving mainland and you're going on to this island. It is neat.
It's really pretty. And I know Lowe's is such a special property. I mean, all of Lowe's hotels, and I think you experienced firsthand, you know, all the wonderful things that the Lowe's do, not just the Lowe's Coronado Bay Resort, but the Lowe's hotels, all their brands do the same thing with what they offer for the person traveling with their dogs.
Yeah, you know, the Lowe's brand is just one of those hotels that we just really love to travel to. They have a lot of things set up special for people traveling with their dogs. They have a Lowe's Loves Pets program, and that's where they treat all animals as very important pets, or their VIPs. So when you check into a Lowe's, you can feel that you're welcomed. I mean, there's dogs walking around. The hotel staff loves to come up and pet your dog. So you really feel good about bringing your dog to this hotel. You don't feel like, you know, you're inconvenienced to anybody there. You know, one of the things that the Lowe's really does is they pride themselves on being able to set up special programs. So, for example, if you went to the Lowe's in Nashville, Tennessee, they actually have a program where you can buy a package. I think this one's about $1,020, but it includes a limo, which whisks you off away to a recording studio. If you can believe this, you can actually have your dog recording a CD.
Oh, my gosh. So it's like your dog is now a country western star in Nashville?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that helps you get right into the customary tradition right there in that area. But in Colorado, they have an outdoors bound program. And that's where it's pretty much an all-day hike and excursion in the Colorado area. And the one that's unique to the Lowe's Coronado Bay Resort is they have a surf camp.
What's that?
Well,
oh,
the surf
camp. It's a surf camp.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you get to teach your dog how to surf.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding.
That's the thing. I mean, they really go out of their way to create something unique and special so that, you know, you feel kind of like when you bring your dog, it enhances your experience. That's why we do travel with our dogs, so we, you know, don't have to leave them behind, and we can bring them with us and have fun at what we do in the area. But to have actually a hotel design a program just for you and your dog is something that really makes you feel good about going to that location.
Well, what do they do? Do they provide you a wetsuit then for your dog?
Well, actually, the dogs probably don't really need a wetsuit. It doesn't get too cold in the San Diego area. But what they do is they have a list of items that they'll be able to give you for the Surf Package program. So if you book the hotel reservation, it's $300. They give you a bay-facing room or an ocean-facing room, so at least you get, you know, in that mindset of being one with the water and being out there. And you get your dog all pumped up. Then they'll give you a book. It's called The Dog's Guide to Surfing. It's basically an owner's manual for hanging 10 with man's best friend, which is kind of cool. And then they'll take you down to the dog beach on Coronado, which is not too far away. And they have this gentleman, his name's Tevin McManus, and he's with the Coronado Surfing Academy, and he will actually teach your dog how to surf. So they'll get him out in the water, and they have these special surfboards. They're a little bit softer, so it has a special grip that your dog's able to hang 10 on in the water.
So is the dog by themselves on the surfboard? Are you on
no,
the
they
board
actually,
with them?
They'll have the instructor behind them. So they'll go into – it's just the shore break. So the instructor will be behind them on the board, and then they'll go in. The dog, you know, sits there. In fact – in our one of our issues, we actually have a cover shot of a dog on the surfboard from the surf camp. It's our summer 2006 issue. So if anybody wants to look online on phytofriendly.com, they'll see exactly how the dogs are able to hang paws over the board.
That sounds so much fun. And then, and as far as what this particular Lowe's property had to offer, I think most of them have a doggy menu, which I thought was really interesting because you've got your day plan and you're tired and you come back and you can have room service, but it looks like you can also have room service for your dog.
Yeah, they really have some great items on the menu, and it was specifically designed with a veterinarian so that, you know, it's all healthy food and good for your dog to eat, but it's supposed to help with jet lag or altitude adjustments. And some of the menu items, they have like Bow Wow tenderloin of beef, they'll have Chow Hound chicken, great vegetable feast, whisker licking liver. I mean, they have all these, you know, unique items that really as good food for your dog. They also have general food, so if you wanted, you know, kibble or canned dog food, they can provide that as well.
That sounds like so much fun. Yeah, and they even have it for cats.
Yeah, exactly. They have a Kitty's Salmon Supreme is one of those items. But, you know, yeah, they don't discredit the other species. They're not just – I mean, we really love dogs, but they encompass all. I mean, they'll even loan you a fish if you were not able to bring your pet with you.
I love that. Well, you know what? I think these are the types of places that we love to share. And when we put our Phyto Friendly magazine out there, we list a lot of different places that you can stay with your pet. But if people want to go online right now and they want to learn about the Lowe's Coronado Bay Resort, do you have a website for them?
Yeah. If you just go to lowshotels.com and then you do a search for Lowe's Coronado, you know, then you'll be able to pull them up. And there's another few things that are kind of unique to the Lowe's Coronado Bay Resort. The one thing that you can do, okay, so when you check in, you'll have a letter from the manager. It'll list all the pet services in the area. You'll get a map with a highlighted dog walking routes. You'll get infos on pet shops, groomers, special attractions that you can do in the area, and also phyto-friendly restaurants, which is something that we all love to do once we, you know, get into an area is to figure out, hey, what can we do with our dog? They also have a rental company right next to the hotel that, if you can believe it or not, they have gondolas that you can, you know, rent for the night, and they'll go through the Coronado Cays, and you'll get your own little driver and singer, you know, with you. But you're also allowed to bring your dog.
Oh, that's how fun is that? So how did you took Tasha on the gondola?
Yeah, we took a ride at night, and they had the full works. They had the champagne, they had the strawberries, and our driver, he asked us if we wanted him to sing a little bit, and we said yeah. So we had that ambiance going for us. And so we kind of got swept away, you know, looking at all the nice homes. What we didn't realize was that Tasha was working her way to the champagne glass and started drinking out of our champagne.
Oh, so, you're kidding. You know,
yeah, after that, the boat started to get a little tipsy, but we were okay.
So you have fun. So you had a gondolier and someone that could sing to you. You had champagne. You had, you know, this sounds like pretty romantic. So, and bringing your dog along, that was the icing on top of the cake, I would say.
Yeah, no, it was great to have Tasha with us. I mean, we really had a lot of fun seeing her experience all that they had to offer. So it was a great trip.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So anybody that's interested can go online to lowshotels.com and then just do a search for them. But we're going to take a break, and coming up next is our travel tip. So sit and stay. We will be right back with more travel tales on Pet Life Radio.
Attention passengers, please fasten your seatbelts, put your seat bags and sleeping pets in their full upright position, and prepare for takeoff.
Travel Tales will be zooming back with more great travel tips right after this.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Attention passengers, we are now approaching our final destination. The weather is sunny and warm. Ocean temperature is a balmy 80 degrees for those of you wishing to doggy paddle. Please exit to the front and see our activities directors, Susan and Nicholas, on your way out. Have a pleasant stay.
Welcome back to Travel Tales on Pet Life Radio. This is Nicholas Veslowski along with Susan Sims. You know, we talk a lot about travel and being on the road with Fido, and there are a lot of things that you need to remember when what to bring with you when you go on vacation.
And for those of you that are new to traveling with your pet, the first aid kit is an essential part of your doggy's duffel bag.
Yeah, and we've asked Cheryl Luck, owner of Country Dog and Friends, to join us today and tell us a little bit about her first aid kit for pets. Hello, Cheryl. Welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone. It's great to be here.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Susan.
It's nice to talk to you.
likewise. I'm thrilled to introduce Country Dog and Friends Big Red Box, our first aid kit for pets.
I think that's really fabulous. You know what, Nicholas? I didn't mean to cut you off, but one of the fun things that I like about the Country Dog and Friends is the Big Red Box. It's like a giant lunch pail that you can actually grab the handle and just grab and go.
That's exactly right. And in the box, we have tons of bandages, all kinds of sizes for the small and big dog and cat. We've got lots of gauze, wrapping tape, but what really makes us different and special, we include a digital thermometer, because those old-fashioned mercury thermometers just don't read very well. So you get a quick readout, and we also can get you the aluminum blanket, and we give a free tick remover.
That's awesome.
I like the tick remover. It's really cool. I've used that, and one of my dogs is a chocolate brown. She's really dark, and I know Nicholas has a black lab, and, you know, those ticks are hard to spot. So, you know, when you're normally just combing or brushing them or just massaging your dog is when you're going to find them, and those boogers can really be hard to get out.
Absolutely. That's why we offer the scoop, which will just scoop it right out, keep the insect intact, and then you can take it to the vet and make sure that you don't have any problems that may emerge.
Oh, great. Like as far as if the tick had Lyme disease or anything like that?
Absolutely. And what I just recently learned is that these ticks can survive through the winter as long as it continues to live and live off of a warm host. So you don't think that because the cold is here and the winter is about that your dogs can't pick up ticks. They can certainly live there all through the year on your pet.
Oh, wow. What are What are some of the places that your dog might get a tick? I mean, of course, maybe the forest areas, but do you have to worry about the desert or anything like that?
Well, you know, there's 10 predominant states that have the most ticks. So you're talking about the New York, New Jersey area, upstate, Midwest. So just about everyone, especially up in New England, there's just tons of those deer ticks. And then you have so many other different kind of ticks that just seem to gravitate towards real healthy real happy animals and humans. So you got to be careful.
Oh. Yeah, and I think too, what I like about your pet first aid kit that Country Dog and Friends has is you have two guidebooks. You have the guidebook for the dog care and you have the guidebook for the cat care. So that helps those of us that, you know, oftentimes we're not thinking about any danger or things that could happen. We're out to go have a good time, and then when tragedy strikes or something happens that really requires your attention right away, it's like, oh my gosh, what do I do? And you provide these two great books.
Absolutely, and they're beautifully illustrated. And I always encourage every pet owner, whether they have the Country Dog, Big Red Box, or their own first aid kit that they've put together, pre-read the manual. Pre-read so you'll understand all the contingencies of all kinds of accidents that could occur, and it will stick. Trust me, when you go into an emergency situation, those little tidbits will stick in mind, and you'll go right into auto mode and help save your a furry friend.
That's really great advice. You know, I'm looking at the image of your box, and you have so much that comes out of this first aid kit. It looks like you really do get a lot for your money on this one. I was kind of curious, if you're going to, let's say, different environments, like if you go up to the snow with your dog, or you go going into the beach and the surf, is there anything in particular that you would want to pay attention to for a certain area? Like if you're going to go into colder climate or warmer temperature, what's some of the things in the box that may be better for those areas?
Well, you know, my top picks are the emu and tea tree oils, because if you're going into the forest or to the beach, you know, you have those little bugs and you have those little mosquitoes and insects that do bite. So that tea tree oil is a natural repellent. So even if your dog licks the wound or licks the body, it's non-toxic to pets. Scrapes and scratches, the emu oil kicks right in as well. It helps to speed up the healing, repair any damage with those dry patches on your animal, and that's good for cats as well. So those are the two oils I would bring, along with the digital thermometer and that tick remover and a couple of bandages. So you can boil down the kit and just bring only the essential items that you do need. I also give you an eye and skin wash. This wound wash will just rinse out any deep cuts or any superficial cuts, so that at least you can see what's going on in there and then you can act accordingly. So I say this is the gift that your pet will never outgrow. You can buy them little trinkets and little chew bones, but this will really help take them to the next level, and you'll feel so much more confident when you have your pet along with you during your travels.
I like that you said this is a great gift because Christmas is just around the corner, hint, hint.
I love it. And you know, our mantra over at Country Dog and Friends is choosing to be a responsible pet owner is praiseworthy, but knowing how to respond in a crisis is fundamental. So that's why I say I think everyone should have a first aid kit in their home, and no one will deny how important it is, but how many homes are really actually prepared for such emergencies.
That's perfect. That's really good. I mean, a lot of our readers, the Fido Friendly Magazine, the listeners here, are ones that absolutely love their pets, take them everywhere with them, and I know they want the very best. So it looks like, you know, a first aid kit like this is something that is an essential.
Well, awareness is key.
Well, thank you so much, Cher, for joining us today. And for those of you who would like to check out your website to Country Dog and Friends, they can just go to countrydogandfriends.com. Is that correct?
countrydogandfriends.com. You can check out the website. You can also call our toll-free number, which is 866-254-5822, to speak to any of our live operators if you have any questions or if you want to send me an email. I'd love to help you. I just want to let you guys know that I'm now going forward with helping the canine units of the police dogs, because we kind of forget about 9/11 and what they, the working dog, brought to the table. And they were really out there, the cadaver dogs, trying to find those that were in the rubble, and their poor little paws were being burnt by all that hot steel. So I have to give a big shout out for the canine unit of the police dogs and all of those dogs that are out there saving lives and helping mankind.
Oh, thanks, Cher. That's great, and that, you know, that's big kudos and high five paws to you, because that's really an important segment of what the people out there are doing with their dogs to help everybody in cases of emergency. So we're so happy that you took a moment to talk to us and tell everybody about the importance of pet first aid. And everybody that's listening, be sure to check out Country Dog and Friends and see what's in the big red box. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to give you our Fido-friendly travel tips. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more travel tales on Pet Life Radio.
Attention passengers, please fasten your seatbelts, put your seatbags and sleeping pets in their full upright position, and prepare for takeoff.
Travel Tales will be zooming back with more great travel tips right after this.
Thinking about buying a monkey? How about a ferret or a skunk? Then check out the show that will answer the burning questions: where do you get them? What do you feed them? How do you take care of them? And most of all, what were you thinking? With exotic pet expert and author Bob Tart, every week on demand from PetLifeRadio.com.
Attention passengers, we are now approaching our final destination. The weather is sunny and warm. Ocean temperature is a balmy 80 degrees for those of you wishing to doggy paddle. Please exit to the front and see our activities directors, Susan and Nicholas, on your way out. Have a pleasant stay.
Welcome back to Travel Tales on Pet Life Radio. This is Nicholas Veslovsky along with Susan Sims. Our Fido-friendly travel tip today is being prepared when you go on the road with Fido. So, what you want to do is make a list of important things to bring with you. You know, such items as your pet's first aid kit, your veterinary records, any medicine, food, water. You want leash with ID tags, phone numbers of all the destinations you plan on visiting. So the hotels, some of the areas, maybe even some web addresses, if you're able to get online on the road. And then also you're going to want to bring Fido Friendly Magazine as a road guide that lists where you can stay with your pet. You know, keep a spare bag packed and ready to go for that last minute road trip or an emergency.
That's great tips. And one of the things I think is also important to remember when you do get a tag for your dog, put your cell phone number on there. Your home phone number isn't going to do a whole lot of good when you're out traveling. So be sure, if you you think about it, put two numbers on there, your cell phone number and your home number, so if Fido does get out, and someone will be able to find you right away.
Yeah, no, that's really good advice. And remember to learn more about where to travel with your dog. You can pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine at your local Borders, Barnes & Nobles, PetSmart, and Fido Friendly Hotels nationwide. Or you can also log on to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today.
And we would love to hear from you, too. So if you have questions or comments about our show, please feel free to email us here at Pet Life Radio. So until next time, leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims along with Nicholas Veslovsky for Travel Tales on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio presents Travel Tales, the show where you'll get great travel ideas on perfect places for you and your pet. From Paris to paradise, south of the border to the South Seas, Travel Tales will give you cool tips on fun vacation destinations to travel with your pet, pet-friendly hotels, and advice on how to travel safely and happily with your furry best friends. So, get ready to pack the bags and the bones with your Travel Tales hosts, Susan Sims and Nicholas Veslovsky, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.